Introductory Programme Notes for Fairy Tree by Rod Goodall. A Blue Teapot Theatre Company production on at the Blue Teapot Theatre from the 4th to the 7th December 2024. Fairy Tree is directed by Rod Goodall. The costume and puppet designer is Charmian Goodall. The lighting designer is Jim Faulkner and Orla Kelly Smith. The sound designer is Jason Scott, and the composer is Stephen Johnston. The tree designer is Tommy Caspi. There is a soundscape with a couple of loud noises in the show. If you would like to listen to the audio file before coming to the performance, you'll find it in the Fairy Tree program and access support page of our website. The performance lasts for about 25 minutes. There will be a matinee on Saturday the 7th of December, and a free sensory tour available before both Saturday shows. Spoiler alert, these introductory notes are for those who don't like surprises. About the show, set, costume and characters. The show begins with a black stage. A black cloth covers a tall mound that almost reaches the ceiling. An old man named Cyril appears in a dimly lit winter's evening, carrying a spruce tree planted in a large flower pot. He pauses in front of the tall black mound, crouching to decorate the wee tree, with a fairy on top and a string of lights around it. Before he leaves with his little Christmas tree, Cyril tugs at the black cloth behind, and it falls to the floor, revealing a very tall spruce tree sprinkled with snow. Three fairy puppets peep out of the tree and greet the audience. Rod Goodall plays Cyril, the lanky and a bit cranky, kind and clever elder, wearing old-fashioned part country, part showman winter clothing, tweed trousers, a stripy shirt, a gold-coloured tie and a ruby-red waistcoat, with a pocket for his old-fashioned watch and a big warm overcoat. On his head, a furry brown hat with flaps to keep his ears warm and silver-rimmed glasses resting on his nose. His outfit flamboyant but practical, hands kept warm with grey fingerless gloves, and I notice his shoes are well polished. May I introduce the fairies? Michael Hayes is the puppeteer for the King of the Fairies. Cahill Scott Reynolds plays Rosie, and Paul Connolly plays Hrothgar. They are friendly puppets, something similar to what you might experience on The Muppet Show or Sesame Street. They have big eyes with long eyelashes. Rosie has red lips that smile widely and blonde hair in two plaits and wears a bright blue dress. Hrothgar appears a little more timid. He has a tuft of mousy brown hair that sticks up like a punk rocker and wears an orange silk jacket. You might expect a prince in a fairy tale to wear something similar. The King of the Fairies has red matted hair and a thick beard to match. A crown perches upon his head. Paul Connolly also plays the narrator of the show. The narrator steps out from behind the fairy tree to address the audience. He has a gentle voice and an expressive face. The narrator wears modest clothes, brown trousers and a brown t-shirt, with a dark blue rain jacket speckled with snow. And so we find ourselves in a village at a meeting of elders. Mr. Mayor, played by Kieran Coppinger. Mrs. Mayor, played by Valerie Egan. Jess, played by Jenny Cox, and Rachel, played by Grace O'Brien. Mr. Mayor walks about the place as if he owns it, in his off-white suit and shirt with a dicky bow and bowler hat, his mayor's chain resting on his puffed-out chest and cream scarf hanging loosely around his neck. Jess wears a flowery dress with white tights and black flat shoes. She wears a peach-coloured cardigan with a woolly scarf in similar colour wrapped warmly around her neck. An ochre yellow woolen bobble hat to keep her head warm. Jess is a woman with a plan. Mrs. Mayor is a soft-spoken woman, comforting and caring. Her dress is a warm orange with lots of frills, which she pairs with a comfortable mustard-coloured yellow cardigan and red flat shoes with white tights. She's a distinctive-looking woman with her original style and long greying hair. The last elder is Rachel in her winter wear, white tights with a sky blue dress with lilac flowers printed upon it, and a woolen lilac cardigan and hat completed with woolly scarf and flat shoes. Rachel is a good listener. Next, introduced with a fanfare, we meet the son, played by Cahill Scott Reynolds, who comes in from our left, carrying a bright sun shining yellow ball in front of his head. He wears a cotton cap and tunic to match with black leggings. Michael Hayes arrives as a swimmer from the past, 100 years ago at least. Wearing an old-fashioned striped swimming costume, he lays a towel on the floor to sunbathe, but it's far too hot for winter, so the sun and the swimmer leave. Mr. Mayor grabs an axe to cut down the fairy tree. Cyril brings out a power saw. Mr. Mayor brings out a lantern, and the elders hold candles to light their way as they take the fairy tree indoors and attempt to dust the snow off the tree with feather dusters and a hairdryer. It takes the fairies a little time to settle in, but then they sleep soundly for a while. Jess and Rachel present the fairies with a string of fairy lights for their tree. The elders dance as the fairies sing for them. Then Cyril addresses the audience once more. The king of the fairies brings out his ghetto blaster and the dancing continues in and around the decorated tree, a party before the tall spruce tree and the fairies return to the forest once more. Now we have come to the end of the introductory notes for Fairy Tree. They were prepared by myself, Mo Hart. For updates about accessible events, text Access Arts to 51444 or head to www.adiarts.ie for more information. Thank you. Guru Mahagov.